Bert and I come down to the dock about 6 o'clock in the early morning. Bert went into the boathouse to fetch the pots and the slickers, and I went out on the dock to stat up the Bluebird. I stepped into the cockpit to loosen her up with a few turns. You could hear it were cold, so I advanced the spark and gave it more choke and cranked her up in earnest. Well, I got it statted. Bert, come out on the dock with the pots and the slickers. Throw 'em aboard, Bert. Bert threw 'em aboard. Cast off the bow, Bert. Bert cast off the bow. He cast off the stern, loosed the springer, hopped aboard, gave the dock a shove with the boat hook, and the Bluebird slithered out into harbor. We hit nun number two about on schedule when I sniffed a cold breeze coming in off the ocean laden with humdiddy. That were me sniffing. That were the breeze. It weren't long before old Greasy Frog Light started in a fumpin'.
Hoo-ho! Hoo-ho!
That were old Greasy Frog. Presently, we were locked in a dungeon of fog. I couldn't see Bert, and he couldn't see me. I told Bert to cut engine so's we could listen for the Bangor packet about due through at that time. Cut engine, Bert. Bert, cut engine. Give a blast to the horn, Bert. Give it another one, Bert. That were a good one. But it weren't good enough. For out of the fog, about 100 yards to port, come the Bangor packet, bearing down at a full 10 knots. The Bangor packet smucked the Bluebird about midships and drove on through her like green corn goes through the new maid. The water rose up to our necks before we decided to swim for it. I dove down about a fathom or so as to avoid the two whirring propellers of the Bangor packet as she went o'er top. I come up t'other side and cried out, "Bert! Bert, are you there?" There weren't no answer, so I thrashed about in the water till I hit upon a hard object about a foot or so beneath the surface. I grabbed a hold of it, pulled it up, and it were Bert, only he were full of water. I just held his nose above the waves as best I could, till by some stroke of luck we fetched on to a buoy. I clumb atop it, pulled Bert up beside me, emptied him, and we were near dried out by the time a fishing smack come along picked us up and brought us back into Kennebunkport, Maine. Now, if you're ever down east and want to go a-fishing, you have a standing invitation to ride on the Bluebird 2 with Bert and I.
Rolling seamen, Jesus, speak to me.
One rolling seamen, he comes. One rolling seamen, Jesus, speak to me. One rolling seamen. One rolling sea, Jesus, speak to me.
Cause I go with the man of one another, and then you have four bend the proper rebels for that just as safe and now Tom the Jason Boba terrible gate. You seem to be hell of a fist go where he was. And rolling sea, speak to me. And rolling sea, when he rolled. And rolling sea, and Jesus speak to me. Speak to me, and roll and see when he rolls, and roll and see when Jesus speak to me, and the little heaven he rolls, and roll and see. Tell about you and my cousin and go with the mess up one and then any one for when the proper rebel for taxes had sales and now turned the ocean but what terrible gale to see me be hell of all the face the white way was I roll and see when Jesus speak to me and the roll and see when he roll and the roll and see when Jesus speak to me. And the rolling sea and Jesus speak to me. See me be here by the face, blue, white, and niche, great, terrible, the wonderful sight, and behold a great veil on the crease of the wave, and he swallowed the prophet, no man could say, but still. And the rolling sea and Jesus speak to me. And rolling sea when Jesus speak to me. The time to see keep rolling, rolling, rolling. It's really loaded, so we're all gonna roll it. And rolling sea when Jesus speak to me. And rolling sea when he rolls. Rolling sea when Jesus speak to me. A rolling sea. I'm gonna tell you about you and my guns and go with the matter of one and any one fool that probably bell for touch as I said and now told you some of a terrible gale to see my hell and the face grew white way was a rolling sea when Jesus speak to me. I roll and see when it rolls. I roll and see when Jesus speak to me. Jesus speak to me when he rolls. I roll and see when Jesus speak to me. And roll and see when it rolls. And roll and see that speak to me. And roll and see. The sea might be out while the face grew white. The nation would turn with a wonderful sight. Hold a great veil upon the crease of the bay. Swallow the brother, no man could say. But just as the fish he gave it, the man they was. out on the rolling sea when Jesus picked me. The rolling sea when he heard. And the rolling sea picked me.
The diamond goes a-hunting for the whale. Along the quay at Peterhead, the lasses stand around, call out the victim and the salty running down. Don't you weep, my bonnie wee lass, though you be left behind, for the rose will grow on Greenland's eyes before we change your mind. For it's cheer up, my lads, let your hearts never fail. For the bonnie ship, the diamond goes a-hunting for the whale. Here's a health to the resolution, like wise Eliza Swan. Three cheers for the battle, Roman chose a diamond ship of fame. We'll wear the trousers, so the white, the jacket, so the blue. When we get back to Peterhead, we'll hay sweet hearts in you. For it's cheer up, my lads, let your hearts never fail. For the bonnie ship, the diamond goes a-hunting for the whale. It will be bright by day and night when the Greenland lads come home. Your ship full up with oil, my lads, and money to your name. We'll mark the cradles for to rock and the blankets for to tear. And every lass in Peterhead Peter Head. Sing hushaba, my dear, for it's cheer up, my lads. Let your hearts never fail. From the bonny ship, the diamond goes hunting for the whale. Aye, it's cheer up, my lads. Let your hearts never fail. From the bonny ship, the diamond goes hunting for the whale.
Was a nice young sailor lad, as green could be, when he first chose to join our crew for a life of piracy. When a storm nearly capsized us, he was thrown from the ship, stranded on Hispaniola, right there on the western tip. When the crew next saw him, they could not believe their eyes. There was little left of the young man that one could recognize. His hair was long and braided, and he looked ready for war. But he smiled and said, "Hello, mates, I'm your new Bokoa." Now he wears more tattoos than clothes, with a ring on every finger and a bone in his nose. When he starts his chanting, we don't always understand, but we always listen to him, 'cause he's a voodoo man. The captain said, "Now listen, boys, I think we should turn back. There's a storm a-brewing, and that beast is building fast." The Bokor said, "Just wait a bit, and captain, keep your course." And he went back to his cabin, but the storm, it just got worse. We heard howls and moans, and a bang and a crash. We saw thick black smoke and a fiery flash. We could smell the lightning, and we just stared at his door. And when we started to relax, it started up once more. He rushed out and said, "We'll need every inch of sail." And a swath of clear blue sky split the monstrous gale. The wind filled every sail and tightened every line. As we passed, we saw that storm crash back in behind. Now he wears more tattoos than clothes, with a ring on every finger and a bone in his nose. When he starts his chanting, we don't always understand, but we always listen to him, 'cause he's a voodoo man. While hunting down a merchant ship all round the rocky shore, we came around the island to a massive man of war. The captain said, "Now listen, boys, we're about to meet our doom." And the Bokor shouted, "Never fear," and he ran down to his room. We heard howls and moans and a bang and a crash. We saw thick black smoke and a fiery flash. We could smell the lightning, and we just stared at his door. And when we started to relax, it started up once more. Fire two shots, he shouted, and they went off right on cue. Both shots found their target, and their powder hole it blew. The man of war burst into flames, and it began to pitch. And we stole enough from her to make sure we were rich. He still wears more tattoos than clothes, with a ring on every finger and a bone in his nose. When he starts his chanting, we don't try to understand, but we always listen to him, 'cause he's a voodoo man. We always listen to him, 'cause he's a voodoo man. We always listen to him, 'cause he's a voodoo man.
When the Alabama's keel was laid, roll Alabama, roll. It was in the city of Birkenhead, roll Alabama, roll. They called her number 292, roll Alabama, roll. In honor of the merchants of Liverpool, roll Alabama, roll. Roll Alabama, roll Alabama, roll.
to the western isle she made her run.
Roll Alabama, roll.
To be fitted out with shot and gun.
Roll Alabama, roll.
From 62 to 64.
Roll Alabama, roll.
She took 60 Yankee ships and more.
Roll Alabama, roll. Roll Alabama, roll Alabama. Summer's day, roll Alabama, roll. Cap Simsy docked in Sherbrooke Bay, roll Alabama, roll. It was there she met the little Kearsarge, roll Alabama, roll. With Captain Winslow in her charge, roll Alabama, roll.
Outside the three-mile limit they fought.
Roll Alabama, roll.
Great Navy steel and British shot.
Roll Alabama, roll.
Till a shot from the forward pivot they say.
Roll Alabama, roll.
Took the Alabama's gear away.
Roll Alabama, roll. Then the British did the crewmen save. Roll Alabama, roll. From sharing their vessel's watery grave. Roll Alabama, roll. Roll Alabama, roll Alabama, roll. Roll Alabama, roll Alabama,
out on the sea, band playing the Amagata Dee. Fare thee, Titanic, fare thee well. Well, midnight on the sea, band playing the Amagata Dee. Fare thee, Titanic, fare thee well. Yes, 1912. Jack Johnson whooped Jim Jefferson, wanted to ride over to England and fight some people. In the same year, they built up the Titanic from armor plate and good wood and said it wouldn't never go down. Jack Johnson said, that's a ship for me, and wanted to get on board. Went down to Zephanado steamship line and got a ticket. He was punched out for the Titanic when he got up the curbside and wanted to get on board. The captain wouldn't let him walk the plank, see. You had to sit on the dock and watch it float away. Jackson Johnson said, you go on ahead then, I'll wait for you to go on down. Jack Johnson wanted to get on board. But the captain said we don't haul no coal. Fare thee, Titanic, fare thee well. Jack Johnson tried to get on board. The captain said we don't haul no coal. Fare thee, Titanic, fare thee well. Jack Johnson was left standing upside the pier when the Titanic floated past the Statue of Liberty and onto the North Sea. On that fateful day, around the corner into Nassburg, straight on down. Titanic going around the curve, when they're running through the big iceberg. Fare thee, Titanic, fare thee well. Yes, steaming all around the curve, running through the big iceberg. Fare thee, Titanic, fare thee well. Last boats all around. Say the women and the children, let the men go down. Fare thee, Titanic, fare thee well. I said lifeboats all around. Say the women and the children, let the men go down. Fare thee, Titanic, fare thee well. Now Jack Johnson was back in New York City when they heard the news. He was so happy he wasn't on board, he started doing the Eagle Rock and all kinds of things to show how glad he was. Jack Johnson, when he heard the news, should have seen him just shaking his blues. Fare thee, Titanic, fare thee well. Jack Johnson, when he got the shock, might have seen him just doing the Eagle Rock. Fare thee, Titanic, fare thee well. Yes, midnight on the sea, band playing the Amagazi. Fare thee, Titanic, fare thee well. Fare thee, Titanic, fare thee well.
We were drinking down to Reedy's house when first we heard the blow. It seemed to come from River Rock, so boldly forth we go. And sure enough, the rusty club could just be barely seen. As her stern was high up in the air, we made out Athens Queen. Oh, the lovely Athens Queen. Me boys, I must remind you, there's a bottle left inside. So let us go and have a few and wait until low tide. And if the sea's not plainer when the glasses are licked clean, we will then set forth some dories, lads, and see what may be seen on the lovely Athens Queen. Some songs and old tall stories then came out to pass the time. Nor could a single bottle keep us all until low tide. And so it was before we left the house we were at sea. So I scarcely can remember how we made the Athens Queen. Oh, the lovely Athens Queen. Oh, the waves inside me belly were as high as those outside. And though I'm never seasick, I lost dinner overside. 'Twas well there was no crew to save, for we'd have scared them green. We could scarcely keep ourselves from falling off the Athens Queen. Oh, the lovely Athens Queen. Well, Reedy goes straight down below and comes up with a cow. Hello, I said, now what would you be wanting with that now? You'll never take a cow home in a dory on such sea. Well, me son, he says, I've always fancied fresh cream in me tea for the lovely Athens Queen. I headed for the galley then, as I was rather dry. And glad I was to get there quick, for what should I espy? Oh, what a shame it would have been for to lose it all at sea. 40 cases of the best Napoleon brandy ever seen on the lovely Athens Queen. I loaded 20 cases, boys, then headed for the shore. Unloaded them as quick as that, and then pulled back for more. Smith was pulling for the shore, but he could scarce be seen. Under near 200 chickens and a leather couch of green from the lovely Athens Queen. Well, here's to all good salvagers, likewise to River Rock, and to Napoleon brandy, of which now we have much stock. We eat a lot of chicken and sit on a couch of green, and we wait for River Rock to claim another Athens Queen. Oh, the lovely Athens Queen.
On we take it to the limit. For the light upon the petrol gauge has been on for 15 minutes. 'Cause when the glow comes on and all we're running on is trust. When they say you can't go on, well that is when we bust.
Steel, you nerve have hard, me crew, for the servo siren calls. Your courage shall be rewarded with fuel and sausage rolls. Hold steady, hold fast, we're running out of gas. Hold steady, hold fast, have courage, we will last.
have said a word for you, a forged Leviathan. But here we are in the Crimson Realm, let's pray your gauge is lying. For we have drained the tank before us, stranded on the Hume. But to be fair, that was my fault, we pushed too far on fumes.
As we march beyond the light, I feel no greater thrill. This I vow to you, my sweet, your heart will get its fill. Hold steady, hold fast, we're running out of gas. Hold steady, hold fast, have courage, we will last. Hold steady, hold fast, we're running out of gas. Hold steady, hold fast, have courage, we will last.
But you ask nothing of me. We can go the distance with your first class fuel economy. The lady of the map, she tells of a station up ahead. In 20 clicks you can be sure I'll get you washed and fed.
With hope and valor grill to boot, we execute the plan. It's only when we're told we can't we truly prove we can. Hold steady, hold fast, we're running out of gas. Hold steady, hold fast, have courage, we will last. Hold steady, hold fast, we're running out of gas. Hold steady, hold fast, have courage, we will last.
Life would be a dream.
Row, row, row your boat gently downstream. Oh, come on with me, baby, and life could be a dream. I love you, oh, I really love you, really true.
Row, row, row your boat.
Row, row, row your boat gently downstream. Oh, can't you see, my darling, that we were meant to be. I love you, oh, I really do. I really love you, really.
short life, the crust of bread. But oh, do I will. Seldom stumble, never crumble. Try to tumble, my rumble. Feel the sting I've been given. Never ending, unrelenting. Heartbreak searing, always fearing. Never clearing, persevering.
Blondie Chapin always reminded me of Carl Wilson. I don't know why, but there you go. Just letting you see what goes on inside my head sometimes. I'm KBC. This is The Bid Slap. And this week we are out to sea. We're out on a whaling ship or something, some kind of thing. I'm not feeling so good, but I think I'll manage to read the playlist. Started up with Bert and I. Remember Bert and I from Kennebunk, Maine? You know, which, by the way, is not really Maine. It's more like North Boston, okay? Yeah, I live up in Bangor. You really got to want to come up to Maine to go to Bangor. Just telling you now. That was Marshall Dodge on the sound effects and Bob Bryan vocals, narration, I guess. And that closes the book on that. They had a long run together, and that's good. Kind of like Bob and Ray. Joseph Spence out on the rolling sea to get us rolling, and that's maybe why I don't feel so good. Ryan's Fancy gave us eyes to buy that builds the boat, eyes to buy that sails her, etc., etc. A lot of words in that song. The Corries, the Bonnie Ship, the Diamond, the Jolly Rogers, and Voodoo Man. That was a fun story, eh? Roll Alabama Roll was the Cumberland Three. We heard from Kerner, Ray, and Glover. Spider John Kerner, Dave Ray, and Tony Glover. That was their version of the Titanic. Wreck of the Athens Queen with Stan Rogers. That had a twist, didn't it? The Longest Johns. Beyond the Light for all you weekend brave guys and stuff, okay? The Chanters. Row, row, row your boat. There's a punk version of that, too, that I really don't like. Anyway, enough about me. Let's see. The Starfires. Fires with a Y, okay? Starfires, that was Captain Dusseldorf. And, of course, the Beach Boys, Sail on Sailor, with Blondie Chapin out front. Okay, does that bring it up to now? Okay. All right, so lunch break is over, so drop your cocks and grab your socks, and let's go back out on the water, okay?
That's on the program, B. That's up to John B. Seal. As I know many of y'all folks may be into Nassau, and I know you all hear some of these songs. I'm playing some of my home songs. I saw the jumpy people. Let me go home. Let me go home. Baby, go home. Repeat the broker. Baby, go home. Baby, go home. Baby, go home. I feel so broke up. Baby, go home. Let's jump, he say. How's the music set? Santa Captain Joe, baby, go home. Baby, go home. Baby, go home. Baby, so broke up. Baby, go home. Let me go home. Life is a broke up. Let me go home. Hey, don't be safe. Said to me, so said. And the captain sure, let me go home. Let me go home. Let me go home. Life is a broke up. Let me go home. Life is a broke up. Let me go home. I don't be sad. Let me go home. Let me go home. Let me go home. My feet are broke up. Let me go home.
What shall we do with a drunken sailor? What shall we do with a drunken sailor? What shall we do with a drunken sailor? Early in the morning. Yo ho, and up she rises. Yo ho, and up she rises. Yo ho, and up she rises. Early in the morning. Till he's sober, put him in a longboat till he's sober, put him in a longboat till he's sober, early in the morning.
Yo ho, and up she rises, yo ho, and up she rises, yo ho, and up she rises, early in the morning.
Put him in a scuppers with a hose pipe on him. Put him in a scuppers with a hose pipe on him. Put him in a scuppers with a hose pipe on him. Early in the morning.
Yo ho, and up she rises. Yo ho, and up she rises. Yo ho, and up she rises. Early in the morning. Yo ho, and up she rises. Yo ho, and up she rises. Yo ho, and up she rises. Early in the
pull out the plug and wet them all over. Pull out the plug and wet them all over. Pull out the plug and wet them all over. Early in the morning.
What shall we do with the drunken sailor?
What shall we do with the drunken sailor? What shall we do with the drunken sailor? He'll lie in the morning. Yo ho, and up she rises. Yo ho, and up she rises. Yo ho, and up she rises.
I'll tell you about my night on shore, if you will lend an ear. I stepped into a cabaret to get myself a beer. A pretty girl sat all alone and needed company. But when I got close, this girl arose. This is what she said to me. Now she said, "Whoa, sailor, be careful what you do. In your eye there's a gleam, and to me it seems you're just like all the rest. With a wolfish eye and a line so sly, then a sailor's at his best." Here, babe, you've got me wrong. I'm not that kind of guy. I just got back from across the seas where there are no girls to shy. Now let me talk to you a while. I'm sure you'll see my way. When I went to spout, she turned about. This is what she had to say. Now she said, "Whoa, sailor, I've heard that line before. You'll look into my eyes and tell me lies and tales of the seven seas. But a sailor's full of that kind of bull, so don't hand it to me." Pretty girl, you've let me down. You've broken my poor heart. I know how it hurt when you had to spurt that last sad remark. She said, "I think I'll have a drink," as she saw my 6 months' pay. With a wide open eye, she breathed a sigh. This is what she had to say. Now she said, "Oh, sailor, I think you've won my heart." Well, she walked right neat, and she sure was sweet, but I knew she was that sort. She's not all to blame, it's just a sailor's aim to have a girl in every port.
Thank you.
Lifty Joe lifted up both breasts like a queen. You should have seen Jenny Artichoke lifting her boat, her buns above. She was in love. Jenny Artichoke lived by the sea. Jenny Artichoke said she loved me.
Sits on the side just fishing in the water. I don't know her name, she's a fisherman's daughter. Come on down to my boat, baby. Come on down where we can play. Come on down to my boat, baby. Come on down, let's sail away.
Ago, I was in New Zealand at the time, enough. And two submarines crashed in the North Atlantic. It wasn't serious. It was just a French one and a British one, both nuclear submarines. And it's easy to crash. It's so crowded, the North Atlantic. How much do you think the detection equipment cost us to stop that fucking happening? How many billion did they vote to get that fucking fitted on them submarines? Doo-doo. 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 What the that? Somebody bumped into it. How did that happen? I don't know. Doo-doo. How much do you think it'll cost to reinvent the whole... Apparently, because we're both part of the fucking European Common Market Commonwealth fucking club, we've both got the same equipment, rendering us both fucking invisible. They've never dawned on them. A phone call would have done it. Where are you going this morning? Oh, we were going to go there. if you can whack the phone, if the wankers from my hotel haven't been there first. How many billion you reckon it'll take to put it right? I could sort it for under 1,000. Under 1,000. A window! Put a window in the fucking thing! And sit a wee sailor who's not doing anything at the window! Hey, you! You sit at the window! You see anything coming, you tell me! Okay. Anything coming? Now, there's a submarine along here. I think it's French. The smell of garlic. Where's it coming from? It's coming from, like, okay, we'll turn this way then. Problem solved! Where's the fucking problem?
In the town where I was born, lived a man who sailed to sea, and he told us of his life in the land of submarines. So we sailed on to the sun till we found the sea of green, and we lived beneath the waves in our yellow submarine.
We all live in a yellow submarine, yellow submarine, yellow submarine. We all live in a yellow submarine, yellow submarine, yellow submarine.
And our friends are all aboard, many more of them live next door. And the band begins to play.
We all live in a yellow submarine, yellow submarine, yellow submarine. We all live in a yellow submarine, yellow submarine, yellow submarine.
As we live a life of ease, every one of us has all we need. Sky of blue and sea of green in our yellow submarine.
We all live in a yellow submarine, yellow submarine, yellow submarine. We all live in a yellow submarine, yellow submarine, yellow submarine. We all live in a yellow submarine, yellow submarine, yellow submarine. We all live in a yellow submarine, yellow submarine, yellow submarine.
Guys, Michael Bolton is here.
Oh, great. Send him in.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
How's it going?
Really sorry I'm late. I just got caught up watching the Pirates of the Caribbean marathon. Have you seen those things?
Oh, yeah. Those are great.
Well, I listened to your track, and I loved it. And I wrote you this big, sexy hook I think you're going to really dig.
Oh, wow. That's awesome. Great. You want to just lay it down?
Boys, let's get to it, to it, to it.
Chicken snapping at the neck when we rolling up. Doors ain't no holding up. Black card at the bar like I give a fuck.
Ladies get the eye when we walk into the set. Fuck the fellas looking jealous, pay the back and get wet. Me down in my waist, shank in my sock. You either get cut, get stuffed, or get shot.
This is the tale of Captain Jack Sparrow.
Yeah, that was kind of weird.
here, but we're back in the club. Buying up the bar so the groupie show is love. Motherfucking Iceman, I'm the top gunner. Heater on blast, I'm the number one stunner.
Watch your girl, cause I ain't your Mr. Nice Guy. More like to meet you, take you home and fuck you twice, guy. All dressed up with nowhere to run. I know I make you feel crazy.
Now I'm back to the good part.
Hell yeah, come on.
Captain Jack.
What?
Johnny Depp.
No.
From the front to the back, say we count facts. Come on.
David Jones. Nope. Giant Squid.
Oh, Michael Bolton, we're really gonna need you to focus up.
Roger that, let me try with another film.
Wait.
Life is a box of chocolates and my name is Forrest Gump.
Not better.
Though I'm not the surface tool in the shed, I give Jenny all my love.
Come on.
Okay, then I'm a legal aid. Aaron Brockovich is my name.
Oh, God.
And you can call me Roaches wanna play rough. Okay, I'm reloaded.
A major cinephile.
You complete me.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Fresh out of college with grades straight from hell, I browse for a trade in which I could excel. An ad for a ship in need of some manning, men sails and purpose but lacking a captain. What luck, says I, to find such good fortune. A few white lies later I ran down the pier, bought me a coat and a cutlass or two, jumped on the deck and I yelled at the crew.
Hoist up the thing, pan down the what's it, what's that thing spinning, somebody should stop it. Turn hard to port.
That's not port, now I've got it,
trust me I'm in control.
Sing the shanties, it has to be said, and all of that grog just goes right to my head. Whale meat is gross and I miss a girl's laugh. 5 weeks at sea, even Dave seems a catch.
Hoist up the thing, band down the what's it, what's that thing spinning, somebody should stop it. Turn hard to port,
that's not port, now I've got it,
trust me I'm in control.
Sea waters, no land to be seen. The food's getting low and the beer has gone green. There's murmurs of discontent under the deck. If I don't act fast, it could be my neck. So pull up the charts and those wiggle machines. I see what it says, but no clue what it means. Just pull on some levers and yank on some chains. Feign a bad back till we've landed again.
It. What's that thing spinning? Somebody should stop it. Turn hard to port.
That's not port. Now I've got it.
Trust me, I'm in control. I stop the thing. Bang down the what's it. What's that thing spinning? Somebody should stop it. Turn hard to port.
That's not port. Now I've got it.
Trust me, I'm in control. Oh, I stop the thing. Bang down the what's it. What's that thing spinning? Somebody should stop it. Turn hard to port. I'm in control. I stop that thing. Find down the what's it. What's that thing spinning? Somebody should stop it.
I'm sailing out on the ocean, out on a deep blue sea. If I get shot or drowned, no one to grieve for me. So I got a letter from Mama, Yes, I got a letter from Spain. I got a letter from Mama. She told me to come home again. I'm sailing out on the ocean, out on the deep blue sea. If I get shot or drowned, no one to grieve for me. It's once I had a fortune, I laid it in my trunk. I lost it all a gambling last night while I lie drunk. Oh, son, don't gamble. Oh, darling, don't gamble no more. For the times your mama's told you, she's taught you like a son, that drinking and gambling would finally be your urn. I'm sailing out on the ocean, out on a deep blue sea. If I get shot or drowned, no one to grieve for me. I played cards in England, got drunk in Spain. I'm going back to England to play them cards again. Oh, son, don't gamble. Oh, darling, don't gamble no more. For the times your mama's told you, she's taught you like a son, that drinking and gambling would finally be your end. Sailing out on the ocean, out on the deep blue sea. If I get shot or drowned, no one to grieve for me. Some folks say courting is pleasure. What pleasure do I see? The only girl I ever loved, she's turned her back on me. I'm sailing out on the ocean. I'm sailing very high. If I get shot or drowned, no one to grieve or cry.
The sea. Once a sailor, born to be free. Once a sailor, but now I've become a pirate for the rum. Once a farmer, plowing my field. Once a farmer, pitchfork I wield. Once a farmer, but now I've become a pirate for the rum. Once a blacksmith hammering steel. Once a blacksmith fixing your wheel.
Once a blacksmith, but now I become a pirate for the rum.
Once a beggar sitting in the street. Once a beggar begging for a treat.
Once a beggar, but now I become a pirate for the rum.
Once a miner working the mines. Once a miner where the sun never shines.
Once a miner, but now I've become a pirate for the rum.
Once a tanner made leather of felt. Once a tanner rich, but I smelled.
Once a tanner, but now I've become a pirate for the rum.
Once a soldier patrolling the streets. Once a soldier with taking my beats.
Once a soldier, but now I've become a pirate for the rum.
Cleric walked in God's way. Once a cleric, to the Lord I pray.
Once a cleric, but now I've become a pirate for the rum.
Once a gilder making overlays of gold. Once a gilder making beautiful and bold.
Once a gilder, but now I've become a pirate for the rum.
Once a hangman stringing folks up high. Once a hangman, an unpleasant way to die. Once a hangman, but now I become a pirate for the rum.
Once a pirate, pillaging the sea. Once a pirate, no day for me. Once a pirate, but now I become. No, we will always be pirates.
Ah, Sally Brown, she's a nice young lady.
Way, hey, we roll and go.
And we roll all night,
and we roll all day. Spend our money on Sally Brown.
Ah, Sally Brown, she's a bright mulatto.
Way, hey, we roll and go.
Well, she drinks dark rum and she chews tobacco.
Way, hey, we roll and go.
And we roll all night,
and we roll all day. Spend our money on Sally Brown.
Well, her father likes a tarry sailor.
Way, hey, we roll and go.
And we roll all night,
and we roll all day. Spend our money on Sally Brown.
Ah, Sally Brown, she likes a good scrumpy.
Way, hey, we roll and go.
Ah, she likes a bit of the rumpy pumpy.
Way, hey, we roll and go.
And we roll all night,
and we roll all day. Spend our money on Sally Brown.
Ah, Sally Brown, she's a nice young lady.
Way, hey, we roll and go.
Yes, Sally Brown, she's a fine young lady.
Way, hey, we roll and go.
And we roll all night,
and we roll all day. Spend our money on Sally Brown.
And we roll all night,
and we roll all day. Spend our money on Sally Brown.
And clear to the gangway there. Hello, back in England once more. Well, here I am on land again, said Barnacle Bill the sailor. I've just popped down to Pennicott Lane, said Barnacle Bill the sailor. I met a girl when here before, I told her I'd never come back no more. But here I am right at her door, said Barnacle Bill the sailor.
Who's that knocking at my door?
Who's that knocking at my door? Who's that knocking at my door? Cried the fair young maiden.
It's only me from over the sea, said Barnacle Bill the sailor. I've just come back from Portugal aboard a British whaler. I thought I'd give you another trial, so open your face and give us a smile, and I'll see if I can put up with your dial, said Barnacle Bill the sailor.
Then I'll come down and let you in. Oh, yes, yes.
Well, make it slippy.
Oh, Bill, you are awful. Oh, your whiskers hurt my chin. Oh, you make my chin all red. Why don't you go and get a shave? Cried the fair young maiden.
Why, I ain't shaved for 20 years, said Barnacle Bill the sailor. It saves me washing me neck and ears, said Barnacle Bill the sailor. Me whiskers grow so blooming fast, they cover the ship from hull to mast, while the sea horses eat them instead of grass, said Barnacle Bill the sailor.
Oh, did you bring me a kangaroo? Oh, I wish I had a kangaroo. Oh, I just love a kangaroo, cried the fair young maiden.
I had one, you fool, but I gave it away, said Barnacle Bill the sailor, to a yellow gal in Mandalay, said Barnacle Bill the sailor. She danced and pranced and shimmied and shook, she wiggled with every step she took, but I left her there because she couldn't cook, said Barnacle Bill the sailor.
Tell me that you'll stay ashore, tell me that we'll part no more, because you turned me down before. Oh, you naughty boy, cried the fair young maiden.
You're whining woman, you're driving me mad, said Barnacle Bill the sailor. You've an uglier face than I thought you had, said Barnacle Bill the sailor. But there's just one thing I'm going to ask, I don't want to give you too great a task, but for God's sake, Ada, wear a mask, said Barnacle Bill the sailor. Well, I'm off again, goodbye, handsome.
Oh, goodbye, Bill. Aren't you going to kiss me?
Gotcha.
Oh, hark at him.
Matey.
Aye, aye, Captain.
When I yell, I want ye to come right up here.
Well, I came on deck as soon as I could, Captain.
Why, you...
No. Taking it easy, Captain.
Now get up off the deck, matey. Oh,
yeah.
You're traveling with me now, you know.
I know that,
you
sir.
You want a little respect. How does the sky look? I'll thank ye to tell me right away, matey.
It looks stormy, sir.
Why, you...
No!
I don't want no stormy skies on a night like this, matey.
Well, I don't have nothing to do with the weather, Captain.
Why,
No!
Don't want none of that funny talk to me. This is the captain you're talking to, matey.
I know that, Captain. I was only trying to explain why I wasn't been able to do nothing about the weather.
Why,
Now,
what'll a good chef have for us down in the galley tonight, matey?
I think it's bean, sir.
Why?
No!
On the good ship Venus, by Christ you should have seen us. The figurehead was a whore in bed, sucking a dead man's penis. The captain's name was a lugger, by Christ he was a bugger. He wasn't fit to shovel shit from one ship to another. And the second mate was Andy, by Christ he had a dandy, till they crushed his cock on a jagged rock from coming in the brandy. The third mate's name was Morgan, by God he was a gorgon. From half past 8 he played till late upon the captain's organ. The captain's wife was Mabel, and by God was she able to give the crew their daily screw upon the galley table. The captain's daughter Charlotte was born and bred a harlot. Her thighs at night were lily white. By Christ, he was a nipper. He stuffed his ass with broken glass and circumcised the skipper. The captain's lovely daughter liked swimming in the water. Delighted squeals came when some eels found her sexual corners. The cook, his name was Freeman, and he was a dirty demon. And he fed the crew on minstrel stew and hymen's fried and semen. And the ship's dog was called Rover, and we turned the poor thing over and ground that faithful hound from Tenerife to Dover. When we reached our station, through skillful navigation, ship got sunk in a wave of spunk from too much fornication. On the good ship Venus, by Christ, you should have seen us. The figurehead was a whore in bed, sucking a dead man's penis.
And if anyone has any complaints about the accommodations on board, please take them up to somebody who cares, okay? I don't, all right? No, I do. Anyway, all right, up top. Joseph Spence, the sloop John B. Leonard Warren. He had a whole album of sailor songs. This was the best. The Drunken Sailor from 1948. Milton Estes and his musical Millers, that was Whoa Sailor. Jenny Artichoke was the Kaleidoscope, the UK Kaleidoscope. Let's see, we also heard from The Gods. All right, this is a British band. Come On Down to My Boat, Baby. This was the first recording of that song. Featured Mick Taylor, and also Ken Hensley, who went on to form Uriah Heep or something? I don't know. Anyway, all right, what else? We heard Billy Connolly talking about a submarine crash. Imagine that. Let's see, Yellow Submarine, you heard that. You know who that was. That was take four before they put all the sound effects on top of it, right? Okay, we heard Lonely Island featuring, yes, Michael Bolton, and that was the story of Jack Sparrow. Hoist Up the Thing was The Longest Johns, back again. Let's see, Sailing Out on the Ocean was Haskell Wolfenbarger, okay? Haskell Wolfenbarger is not to be trifled with. He was sailing out on the ocean, okay? Once a Sailor, that was Storm Frun. I'm not sure what that means. Storm, F-R-U-N. Okay, Sally Brown was The Dreadnoughts. Return of Barnacle Bill the Sailor, because, hey, he's got to go somewhere, right? Okay, that was Bobby Comber. That was a an answer song to the other Barnacle Bill, the Sailor, which was not the return of it. It was the... Anyway. All right, we heard a few things from Bob and Ray, and then Loudon Wainwright III, The Good Ship Venus, which is an old, old song. Also called Friggin' in the Regan by the Sex Pistols, and all kinds of people have done it. Oscar Brand comes to mind, etc. What comes to mind now is Wailing. We have been avoiding the whaling issue here, so we got a few more things about whaling stuff, which is where most people were on the water for at that time. So, tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to be back next week with hopefully a non-endangered species, and we will see what we can make out of it then. In the meantime, you be good to yourselves and good to your fish buddies, okay? I appreciate it.
When the whale gets strike and the line pays out, and the whale makes a blunder with her tail, and the boat capsized and I lost my darling man. No more, no more Greenland for you, brave boys. No more, no more Greenland. It was 1853, of June the 13th day, that our gallant ship her anchor weighed, for Greenland sailed away, brave boys, for Greenland sailed away. The lookout on the cross tree stood with the spyglass in his hand. There's a whale, there's a whale, there's a whale, fishy cries. She blows out every span, brave boys, blows out every span. The captain stood on the quarter deck, and a fine little man was he. Overhaul, overhaul, let your davit tackles fall. Your boats in the water, cried he, brave boys, boats in the water, cried he. We struck that whale and the line paid out, but she made a blunder with her tail, and the boat capsized, spilling half a dozen men, and we never caught that whale, brave boys, never caught that whale. Those men, the captain cried, it grieves my heart full sore. But we knew that the losing of a 100-barrel whale, it grieved him 10 times more, brave boys, grieved him 10 times more. Oh, Greenland is a dreadful place, a land that's never green, where there's ice and snow and the whale fishes blow, and daylight seldom seen, brave boys, daylight seldom seen. When the whale gets strike and the line pays out, and the whale makes a blunder with her tail, and the boat capsized, and I lost my darling man. No more Greenland for you, brave boys. No more, no more Greenland for you.
There's a noble fleet of whalers sailing from Dundee, manned by British sailors to take them o'er the sea. On a Western Ocean passage, we started on the trip. We flew along just like a song on a gallant whaling ship. 'Twas the second Sunday morning, just after leaving port, we met a heavy sou'wester and washed away our boat. It washed away our quarterdeck, our stanchions just as well, and so we set the whole shebang a-floating in the gale. For the wind was on her quarter, the engines working free, there's not another whaler that sails the Arctic Sea can beat the old Galena. You need not try me, sons, we challenged all of great and small, from Dundee to St. John's. Our jackman set his canvas, fair weather got up steam, and Captain Guy, the daring boy, came plunging through the stream. And Mullins in the Husky tried to beat the bloody lot, but to beat the old Polina boys was something he could not. For the wind was on her quarter, the engines working free, there's not another whaler that sails the Arctic Sea can beat the old Polina. You need not try me, sons, we challenged all of great and small, from Dundee to St. John's. There's the noble Terra Nova, a model without doubt, the Arctic and Aurora they talk so much about. Our Jackman's model mailboat, the terror of the sea, try to beat the old Polina on a passage from Dundee. For the wind was on her quarter, the engines working free, there's not another whaler that sails the Arctic Sea can beat the old Polina. You need not try, my sons, we challenge all the great and small, from Dundee to St. John's. Now we're back in old St. John's, where rum is very cheap. We'll drink a health to Captain Guy, who brought us o'er the deep. A health to all our sweethearts, and to our wives so fair, that another ship could make the trip, the Polina, I declare. For the wind was on her quarter, the engines working free, there's not another whaler that sails.
the Arctic Sea can beat the old Catalina. You need not try, my sons. We challenged all, both great and small, from Dundee to St. John's. For the wind was on our quarter, the engines working free. There's not another whaler that sails the Arctic Sea can beat the old Catalina. You need not try, my sons. We challenged all, both great and small, from Dundee to St. John's.
Gather round, ye sailors bold, I'll sing ye all the tale of whaling ships and dangers deep out on the mighty gale. We sailed the seas for many a day, our spirits high and true. But one small spark from careless hands turned skies from gray to blue.
Heave-ho, me hearties, heave this solemn tune. An open flame on a whaling ship will bring a fiery doom. Heave-ho, me hearties, heave this solemn tune. An open flame on a whaling ship will bring a fiery doom. With barrels full of precious oil, we plied the ocean wide. The blubber burned, the lamps did glow, our fortunes by our side. But one dark night beneath the stars, a lantern left its mark. The fire roared, the crew did shout, and soon we lost the spark.
Heave-ho, me hearties, heave this solemn tune. An open flame on a whaling ship will bring a fiery doom. Heave-ho, me hearties, heave this solemn tune. An open flame on a whaling ship will bring a fiery doom.
The captain cried, douse every light or we'll be lost for sure. But flames they spread like devil's breath and claimed the ocean's floor. We left to boats, we prayed for dawn, as ship and hope did burn. So mark my words, you sailor lads, and from this lesson learn.
Heave-ho, me hearties, heave this solemn tune. An open flame on a whaling ship will bring a fiery doom. Heave-ho, me hearties, heave this solemn tune. An open flame on a whaling ship will bring a fiery doom.
Every time we set to sea, we check and check again. For one small spark can light the dark and bring about our end. So stow your matches, mind the lamps, and keep your wits about. For safety is a sailor's friend when storms and flames are out.
Heave-ho, me hearties, heave this solemn tune. An open flame on a whaling ship will bring a fiery doom. Heave-ho, me hearties, heave this solemn tune. An open flame on a whaling ship will bring a fiery doom.
So sing ye loud, ye sailor lads, and pass the wisdom on. No open flames on whaling ships, or else we all be gone. Heave-ho, me hearties, heed this solemn tune. An open flame on a whaling ship will bring a fiery doom.